We just found Tom Fortino, founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group and the host of the Alpha Wealth Hour. Listen for Tom Sunday mornings at 7. I often hear him there. Tom, they say markets hate uncertainty, and as crazy, topsy-turvy, uncertain as the world has been lately, the markets continue to hold pretty steady, don't they?
That is a true statement, John. They just kind of been moving sideways, and they've been holding up. You look at today again; it's you know, I guess that demonstrates the strength of this market so far.
Do you think, though? I hate to just dive right into some of the details here. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Tom. But do you think the market's a little overvalued right now, or do you think that the fundamentals support those prices?
Well, I mean, there's arguments on both sides. You know, if you look historically at the valuations on the market, are they a little high? Yeah. But the other question is, if we look at earnings, if we look at growth, potential growth in the market, and all these positives, if you say, well, I'm buying a premium for whatever asset it may be, whether it's a stock, it's a piece of real estate, whatever, you think the growth on that or the upside is going to be higher, well, you're going to pay a little bit of a premium, and I think that's where we're at right now.
Mm. Are there any things that have made you nervous of late, like DeepSeek sent a shockwave through the market briefly, and Trump's tariff talk did, and then it quickly recovered? Is there anything going on out there right now that you've got maybe a nervous eye on?
Well, I mean, there's always, you know, there's these headwinds. Of course, you know, CPI is coming out tomorrow, so there's always, I think there's some overreactions. One of the things I guess I would say, a lot of the stuff, like you mentioned DeepSeek, John, you know, there was this big, huge reaction to it, and things got clobbered. You know, we used NVIDIA as a benchmark on a lot of this stuff. We saw how that just really went down and impacted a lot of different AI-related stocks, but now they've recovered. And so, you know, there's always going to be headwinds, I guess. I'm hoping that we can get through some of this. When you mentioned the tariffs, certainly, you know, get some of these things resolved, because I think that will happen over time. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act, can that get extended? The corporate tax rates. If some of these things can get done and completed over the course of the next few months, to the beginning, maybe middle of this year, I think that we're going to be in a lot better spot as far as resolving some of this uncertainty.
You have a guess on what's going to happen with the state and local taxes cap, the SALT legislation?
You know, I think there's going to be some compromise. You know, right now, of course, it's set at $10,000. There's going to be, I think, again, some compromise. I don't think it's going to be unlimited. Maybe they'll go to $30,000, $20,000. I know some have floated $100,000, which I don't know about that. But I think ultimately
$100,000 as the cap on state. Who pays $100,000 on state and local taxes? Rich people.
Well, some people do, actually. But I heard that number out there, believe it or not. But, yeah, I think there's going to be a little bit of a compromise on that.
I guess big picture, I mean, that would be good for those individuals. Question is, what do they do with that money? Because then the federal government loses these funds. So if we're trying to cut costs here, that's giving money away, isn't it?
Well, you know, the argument again, whether we cut tax rates and, as I mentioned, the corporate, the individual level, anything where we increase deductions, which would be the SALT cap, they're saying, well, that's a revenue. We're coming into the government, the argument's going to be, well, then that spurs growth, because if I keep more money in my pocket, well, what am I going to do? I mean, they're going to invest it. I'm going to spend it. And tax revenues will ultimately go up. That's on the growth side of it, the supply side. So that's kind of the argument. I will make one comment about SALT deductions, I guess I should say. In the state of Illinois, it's one of the states that allows you, if you are a business owner, to actually pay your state taxes through your business, so you can actually use that deduction as a business expense.
Say that again. You can pay those. I'm not a business owner.
It's a little bit of getting into the weeds, but you can actually, again, there's a number of states that have allowed this, and Illinois is one of them. So if you're an S corporation, as an example, and let's say your state income taxes are $40,000 or $30,000, you can pay them through your corporation, deduct them from your corporate side. So you effectively, you can take the deduction through your corporation.
Yeah, got it. Is there an area of growth that looks attractive to you right now in the market, Tom?
Well, you know, there's a couple areas. I mean, financials are the best performing sector year to date. I think there's been a lot of there's some opportunity there. We keep coming back to the AI. I hate to say it. You know, maybe we're getting a little bored with it. But, you know, utilities, I think, can you look at some of these from these companies that can – we need energy. You know, they're saying by the 2030, 10% of all energy is going to be for just these for AI.
Yeah.
So I think energy is an opportunity. And the beauty of it is that you can get into some of these things through exchange-traded funds. So I think there's opportunities there.
Yeah. I wonder if even though this administration is very fossil fuel friendly, if green energy will have to fill some of that gap. And that would be a good place to be right now.
Well, what's interesting, and you've probably already spoken about this, in the past, you know, with the nuclear energy, if you look at like Constellation Energy, which is the largest provider of nuclear energy currently, their stock has done tremendously. And I think there's still some upside there. There's these other SMRs are called, the small modular reactors that are, there's companies there. It's, I think there's going to be a lot of innovation in the energies where these large data centers, whether it's Amazon, Google, these other companies, are actually going to provide their own energy through these systems. So it's pretty pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is a fascinating time and maybe a transitional one. Any hot buttons you're going to be hitting on Sunday, Tom, before I let you go? Any last words of wisdom on the money front from your perspective today?
Well, we'll talk a little bit on the market. As you're saying, there's a lot of concern and the uncertainty of things that are going on. And I'm sorry, we are in tax season. So we'll probably talk a little bit about that as people are starting to get all their forms in the mail and having to deal with this time of the year, which is not so fun.
Doesn't seem like everybody gets the forms to the people on time either. Aren't I supposed to get everything
right
by January 31st or something like that?
You're supposed to, but they've now allowed some of these companies to send updated 1099s, and especially if you get a K-1 from a partnership, those sometimes don't come till March. You're right. They're coming later and later in some cases.
Tom Fortino is the founder and principal over at the Alpha Wealth Group. And Sunday mornings, it's a wealth of good information starting at 7 a.m. here on WGN. We'll listen for you then. And I think you and I are going to talk later this week, Tom. It's nice to visit with you.
Yes, good to talk to you, John. You take care.